You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, episode 4, Irked at Cirque. Very exciting today. We have Carlton, the beautiful Carlton, calling in just a moment. And I'd just like to introduce, I'm Ashley Daniels, by the way, and I'd like to introduce our other
Hi.
Wonderful hosts.
I'm Cassidy Gard.
Hello everyone, Grant Rutter here. Hello.
And
hello.
Yes, very exciting today. This was a great episode. So we're going to wait a minute for her to call. But before then, I just wanted to know briefly what you thought of the entire episode tonight with the lots of fighting and the lots of Joyce now. We're getting a little bit of Joyce. It's interesting.
I don't know what happened. I mean, I'm going to be interested to ask Carlton, but something with being the two new ladies, I don't know. Joyce has been really quiet, and all of a sudden, she has made her appearance known.
I know.
Well, I predicted that these women were going to start kind of taking sides, and we saw that today, even just with who was chatting. We had Yolanda, Lisa, Carlton, and Brandy on one side, and then Kim, Kyle, and Joyce were kind of on the outs. They were kind of the other. So I predicted that there was going to be an A team and B team, and it's starting very quickly.
Yes. Well, I'm curious to see what Carlton's current relationship is with Kyle, too. That's going to be interesting because it looks like it's unraveling quickly. And judging from her blogs, her Bravo blogs as well, it doesn't seem like they're in a very happy place. So
I'm more interested in her relationship with Brandy.
Brandy,
Steamy.
I know. Brandy seems to keep getting herself on the popular side. I mean, she gains all of the followers no matter what. Very interesting to see that. She's a mean girl, but she doesn't really matter. She still gets people to
There's definitely a big likability factor to her, despite
There's
all of her swearing and everything that she does against other people.
Mm-hmm.
Still, probably one of them, I would say, one of the more popular, if not most, on the show right now.
Right. No, absolutely.
She's smart. She's smart about stirring the pot when it's necessary and keeping it definitely interesting.
Okay, so we have our beautiful Carlton
Hi.
On the line. Hi, Carlton.
Hi, love. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hello.
We are so excited to have you.
It's my pleasure, baby. How are you?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Can you hear us okay?
I can. Can you hear me? It's a bit delayed.
Yeah, it's a little delayed, so I'm sorry for the delayed reaction, everybody. But as long as we can get you to hear us, that's all that matters. Carlton, tell us. I have to know. How do you have such an amazing body after having three kids? That red corset tonight, you have, like, literally the best body I've ever seen. Please don't say you don't work out. Please tell us. What is your secret? For real.
No, it's lucky hard work. No, I do. I eat, for the most part, I eat really, really well, and I work out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you
and then
follow?
Once a week, I.
Oh, good. Sorry.
Once a week, I eat like an animal.
Do you follow a specific diet when you're choosing foods?
I do. I'm a very lazy eater. So thank God for my husband, who's bloody Italian. He cooks for me.
He's Italian.
And he makes these amazing turkey bread for me. So what I'll do is I'll go work out and then I'll eat this after. And pretty much that's what I do, is I eat these bloody white meat turkey burgers.
Yep, I'll tell you.
Week.
The Italians know how to do it. I'm Italian myself, so I know it's not eating. You can eat. You got to eat everything homemade, and but I don't look like you. I mean, wow, that's incredible.
A lot of it's just protein.
Yes, no, absolutely. You could totally tell. You're all muscle. You look amazing. I've got a lot of questions I have to ask you. I know you're so, obviously, I know that you're kind of an open book, so, and you seem very just what you see is what you get. So I got a lot of questions regarding your sexuality. I know, obviously, you're married with kids, obviously, but you're not, you wouldn't, I don't think you're somebody that would want to put a label on something, but would you say you maybe would sometimes maybe experiment with a lady, or have you in the past? You seem a little bit open to it. Am I wrong, or?
You know, with my girlfriends, I have, and I have a lot of girlfriends, we're silly. I mean, have we made out as far as kissing? Yes, we have, which is no big bloody deal.
No, not at all.
but I, gosh, as far as experimenting, yes, in my younger years, but now, no, I have a lot of love for my girlfriends. I'm very self-assured around them. And I have a lot of, obviously I say in my blogs too that beauty for me is in the eye of the beholder. So what I find beautiful, some people don't. And I've been questioned about that. But no, I think women as a whole are beautiful.
Yes. I love that quote that you have in your blog. I put it on my Twitter today, that you say there's nothing more beautiful than a secure, smart girl who embraces other women, who isn't bloody insecure or jealous. I love women that embrace other women. That is awesome. It's really...
Thank you. I do. I think we're... I honestly do think we're an amazing species. I truly do believe that.
Yes, we are. And going up, we definitely are. No offense, Grant.
Carlton, I
like... Wait, what? Sorry, what?
Carlton, I like that you surround yourself by beautiful women. I think that's great. And not many women who have a husband would want that. So many people are against that and want to have a manny instead. So I think... So you're very, very secure, I assume. I mean, as you've seen on the show. It doesn't bother you.
Oh, right, yes.
That's great. Now, I have a question regarding the housewives. What was the process like and how they approached you, and how long did it take before the talk started and then you were on the show?
Oh, my husband's family has belonged to the Beverly Hills Chambers of Commerce for quite a while now, and we were legitimately invited to Kyle's house for... I guess she was trying to get into the Chamber of Commerce. So we were invited to her house, and that's kind of how it all kind of spiderwebbed.
Looks like she doesn't have a good chance now getting into there, right?
So
conversations with the show started after that Chamber of Commerce party. It wasn't prior.
No. It was after.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. So they saw you immediately. They knew that you were a keeper.
Were you approached at the party? Did the producers sort of realize that you were a gorgeous woman in the party? Is that when they first sort of kind of started the conversation?
Well, we knew when we were going in, because I asked David, what are we walking into here? And we kind of got an idea that possibly we were going to be approached, but we weren't. I certainly wasn't 100% sure.
That's awesome.
And then I might have had an unconscious moment where I agreed.
Yeah, what was it like? Did you give it a lot of thought, or was it like, what the hell? Why not?
You know what it was? Honestly, I have, before I met my husband, I was a bit of a daredevil. And then I met my husband, and I was in a very safe place. I was a mom. I was his wife. And I never had to be – I really wasn't cautious about anything because I didn't really need to be. And then when this opportunity came up, it suddenly became something that I could pursue that was mine, which I hadn't had for a long time, and I didn't really want for it. But it definitely was one of those moments where I'm like, fuck it, let's go.
Love you. That's awesome. That's great. That's really cool because it is something that you have. How are they adjusting to the cameras? How are the kids adjusting to the cameras? Is it weird for them or?
No, actually, the funny thing is my children, I mean, they've only been shot maybe three times through this whole journey. And they were very, very fine with it. I explained to them what was happening, and I said, you know, because we started to watch some episodes of other reality shows, and like, oh my God, Mum. I'm like, I know. They said to me, we were driving to school one morning, and said, you know you can't swear the way you do. I'm like, why? Because every word, Mummy, you're going to be bleeped. I'm like, well, that's not fucking great, is it?
I love it. You did an interview that that I really loved. You spoke about how you first started out acting years ago, but then you had this moment where you just realized you didn't love it, you weren't enjoying it. Can you tell us a little bit about that, about transitioning away from originally pursuing acting?
You know, I originally came out here to pursue acting, and the problem was I was like really, really early 20s, and I didn't take it seriously enough. And I think what I didn't have the guidance with a parent or somebody, you know, who really cared for me to say, this is a legitimate job. So put your head into it and commit and study or walk away from it. So there were moments where I thought I could act, and sadly, no. So then what happened was I started working for a stock brokerage company, which was, ironically, ended up being my husband's company.
Yes.
And I met him, and it was over for him.
He is very handsome, I have to say. Yes. I hope you...
Thank you. And by the way, he's honestly the only thing that keeps me sane.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet. It's amazing. I love your relationship. It is so rare to see a relationship that has so much trust involved. And we really have only gotten such a small glimpse of him, but you could see he's very hands-on. And, you know, you guys are very lucky to have each other, especially out here. I'll tell you, I'm from Boston. And, you know, when I came here, it was a culture shock. People get divorced left and right.
This LA is a different animal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For you filming sometimes these scenes, especially with Joyce, where she just had to pull Lisa aside and speak about something she was upset about, for you sometimes you have to bring in back those moments of acting where you're just like sitting in the moment, just sort of watching the chaos ensue?
No, I'm not that good. I watch it, I'm like, oh, really, fucking go. No, because I think what happens, I watch it, and unfortunately for those kind of moments, I think that certainly drama is created for the sake of it, and I'm not talking about on Lisa's side.
Right.
It was just one of those moments where I'm like, wait, what are you doing? No.
Yeah, no.
I tried. I do try to control my mouth, which doesn't always work.
Well, I know that's what you like about Brandy, too, is that she's kind of unfiltered. But do you feel like she ever... watching her, sometimes I feel like it brings me back to middle school. Just I know she obviously is a very good person. I can tell that she obviously has a big heart. But do you ever feel like she gets a little too mean girl? Or do you think that...
Who, Brandy?
Yeah.
No, I've sat there and I've watched it all. No, unfortunately, because Brandy, let me just word this properly. Brandy doesn't finesse when she has something to say, whereas some other people are very passive aggressive and they hide behind that.
Yes, yes.
So with someone like Brandy and with myself as well, we do say what's on our mind, and it's not always sugar-coated.
Right. Right. I respect that.
Right.
I respect that.
And then other people hide.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I thought it was interesting. You have so many of those. I was looking up the balls that you have in the witch balls. Not balls. the witch balls and the gazing balls. Those are so interesting. It was so funny because I was thinking. What?
I'm so sorry, you cut out.
Oh, I said I was looking up the balls that you have in your backyard, the witch balls and the gazing balls, and I thought it was so funny because I thought to myself, why wasn't Kyle trapped in it? And then I looked down and you wrote, what's surprising that Kyle wasn't sucked into one? And I thought that was so funny because it makes no sense, truthfully. I know I'm Team Carlton, but if I was going to be neutral right now, how do you feel about her sitting and saying she is – kind of, you know, she said that at your lunch at your house, she felt kind of attacked and she left upset. But she kind of attacked you in a way. I mean, was passive aggressive, was mocking your religion. I mean, that is a religion. It's rare, more rare than Catholicism, but it's a religion. How did you feel when you saw her on tape saying that?
You know what? Nothing about her surprises me. I know that she has said that I came into this whole to-do with preconceived ideas about her. Actually, I told her sister one day, honestly, I thought that I would dislike you. I never thought that I would dislike Kyle. I really didn't. And then to have her systematically, consistently just take cheap shots about something that I believe in, and yes, it is a non-traditional religion, but it's still a bloody religion nonetheless. It's a little shocking to me because I dealt with this kind of crap when I was a teenager, when I was at school.
Exactly.
About what I believed in. But to have to be a grown woman now and still deal with this silly shit, it's embarrassing for her, but it's also pretty serious because you don't get to do that. There are repercussions to crap that you say like that. And it's not something, I'm embarrassed for her. I truly am. I don't hate her. There's few people I hate in my life. If I hated her, she'd be buried in my back garden.
Carlton,
I was
sorry to interrupt, but I have to ask because the consistent tweets I keep getting over and over and over are that people are so excited that there are new women on the show. They're so tired of the original cast. They think it's getting really redundant, really tired. There's this real excitement about having Carlton. I mean, you are such a unique and beautiful breed of woman that was finally on the show. But do you think that some of the stuff going on with Kyle is just coming from a place of territorial, like, I was here first, this is my show, and having someone else that's fascinating that the fans are loving as opposed to watching the same people over and over? Do you think it's coming from a place of that?
Oh, I don't doubt that she's insecure. I mean, I honestly, when I meet women for the first time, I usually don't butt heads, and her and I didn't start from a good place. So yeah, I'm sure she is territorial about it, but then you have somebody like Lisa who's been so gracious and welcoming that I don't get. I think people are tired, and listen, I'm obviously feeding the fire a bit here, but I think people are tired of the bitchiness and the backstabbing. I honestly think that women want to see Beverly Hills the way it truly is. It is a beautiful, glamorous place. And this other crap can be, you know, listen, we all know people like this. We don't want to see it on on the TV. So is she territorial? Yeah, but she really doesn't have that much power.
No, she doesn't.
It's not an excuse at all.
No,
it's but I think it's kind of obvious that it's coming from a place of that because,
You
know, you're really excited and you have a fresh story. We're so tired of Kim's story with the dog. We were so excited that
we're already ready for a spinoff from you, Carlton. We're already bracing ourselves for that. Seriously,
for the three of us.
Oh my goodness! I would please sign me up. I have to say, you had a dress on that you wore the other night. I believe it was for the. Is it your mother-in-law who was given the Angel Award in Beverly Hills, or is it your?
What it is my mother-in-law, David's mom, has been the president for the Associates for Breast and Prostate Cancer for the last, I think, 15 years.
That's amazing.
And she does a charity, she does a gala every year, an evening gala, and that's what I went to.
This woman,
I love her like my mom. I never call my brothers, who are my in-laws, I never call them in-laws because I hate the negative connotation, but
interesting.
Yeah, that's what they are.
That's interesting. No, but your dress was amazing. I'm going to tweet it after. I'm going to tweet a picture after if that's, for viewers, but for whoever didn't see it, but it was unbelievable. It was gorgeous.
My inappropriate naked nudity.
Oh my gosh, I just immediately thought to myself, your closet must be insane.
No, but by the way, the designer of this dress, Mark Zimino, is incredible, and he gets, I mean, he literally, I said to him, I want to be naked and rolled in diamonds.
It was like the Britney Spears from years ago. The it was like an upgraded, like more expensive, amazing version of that. But it reminded me of that. It was very sexy. It looked like it was painted on you. Gorgeous. Your children now, are they? If this is okay, I don't want to involve your children, but I'm just curious. I know your husband. From what I read, he doesn't practice any religion, correct?
No.
Okay, so are you?
I mean, my husband believes in being baptized. He's not.
Okay.
He'll go. I mean, he goes to church definitely.
Okay.
But not when it's busy.
Of course. Yeah.
But he does. My husband does go to church. Yeah.
But do you? You seem like you're somebody that would. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you would give your children a choice growing up. Is that how you would be? Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. My girls understand what I believe and practice in, and it's nothing, and this is why, you know, what I believe in is a beautiful religion, but it's nothing that I would ever force upon my children to follow, because I want them to find their way, and, you know, with religion, it is something that has to court you. And for me, I mean, I was born into it, but it really does. It has to resonate with your soul.
Absolutely.
So my girls understand that. And if they want to understand what Catholicism is or Christianity or any other religion, I want them to do that, because it doesn't define who you are, but it's something that you believe in, and that makes you get up the next day and you pray to that.
I love that you believe it's a personal thing, because I don't believe that you should force upon any religion on any child. I totally agree with you.
Now, Carlson.
I mean, every religion has there's a commonality with every single religion, if you truly do, you know, look deep into it. And I think it's just a spiritual connection. That's all it is.
Gives you hope. It's something to, you know, believe exists beyond this. And regardless of what it is, I agree with you 100%. I never, you know, I grew up in a Catholic household, and I went to Catholic schools, and they would judge. So if you were not Catholic in the schools, you'd be judged. And I thought it was so weird from the beginning. So I love that you're giving your children a choice. And
Carlton, can I ask you? You spoke about self-forgiveness, and I love that, because there's a book that I really love called A Course in Miracles. Have you ever studied that book at all?
No, somebody told me to read that.
Okay, because I keep reading things that you're writing, and it really brings back some of the main ideas that are in A Course in Miracles, which is basically just about living in a place of not having fear, self-forgiveness, practicing self-love, and they have things like goddess hour, where you're really honoring yourself as a woman. So it just seemed like something that you would be all about.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Yeah, it's the Marianne Williamson. Have you read her? She speaks about A Return to Love, that book.
No,
I highly recommend it. It's something
just
I
write
think
a book,
you would absolutely love. So we'll tweet it to you, but it just seems to go along with, absolutely.
And now, Carlson, since joining the show, has it just been a total whirlwind between people wanting to get comments from you and going on different shows? Has it changed everything, or are you still kind of keeping it all together? Is it just kind of like a regular day? What's it like post-taping?
No, it really... Right now, it hasn't, honestly, nothing's really changed that much. I mean, we were out the other night after my mom's event. We went to, we went to the Abbey. And I just thought it was a really busy evening. So
I love it. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
I go all the time. I'll have to see you.
What, darling?
I go to the Abbey all the time. I'll have to see you next time. I missed you.
I bloody love that place.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Please. The AfterBuzz team, we're taking you out. We're taking you out to the Abbey.
All right. I'm fucking there.
Oh, my God. I love you. Carlton, you are amazing. Yeah, you are such
so
a pleasure
happy.
To have
you.
You are awesome. Well, thank you so, so much. And maybe someday we can convince you to be a guest host on here, maybe.
You can come sit in this seat over here. Awesome. It's like view style. We need your input.
As long as you have tequila, I'll be there.
Oh, my gosh. A never-ending supply. We got it all right here in our cups, AfterBuzz cups. It's not water in there. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, Carlton.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a great night.
Bye. Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you. She's amazing.
Love her.
Love her.
Team Carlton.
That was so nice of her.
We got some good information out of that call, too.
I am... Okay. Seriously, I knew that she was going to be super honest, but she didn't even hesitate a second. She just was...
She's so real. There's something very genuine about her. And I love that she's calling in because it's very nice that she's taking the time.
Yeah.
You know, she watches the show.
She's blowing up. I mean, she literally, I think in 1 week, she got like thousands and thousands of followers just within 1 week of the episode airing. So it's really cool that she was humble enough to give us a call and talk to us about all those cool things.
It's great, for sure.
I just love it. I think it's interesting, though, because, you know, when you start off on a reality show, you kind of, I would at least want to, I'd probably be a little more nervous. I'd want to tread a little more lightly. I love that she just comes in and she's super real. She's, like, already saying exactly what she feels. And a lot of the people that are on the shows, they take their time. They'll wait till the reunion, and then all of a sudden you hear all this stuff, and you're like, huh, they thought that the whole time?
Like Yolanda,
yeah, exactly. She was so quiet, and then I think she's getting her voice now, and I think it's helping that she's friends with Brandy. But it's interesting because I did see on Access Hollywood the other day, Lisa Vanderpump was talking about how she doesn't get along with Brandy anymore, and they're fighting currently. But from what we hear, it looks like Carlton and Brandy are friends. So, you know, I don't know if Lisa is going to be going over to Kyle now, Kyle's side, or if Lisa's kind of on her own.
I think it's all on again, off again. And mm-hmm. I think I got the feeling that Carlton and Lisa were still pretty cool. And Brandy's, you know, chats with when Lisa leaves the room.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
And then Joyce just takes every opportune moment to create some dumb drama.
She's so dumb.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I can't even...
It didn't even make the camera. Like, the initial back and forth didn't even get on the show.
The initial moment where Lisa didn't want her to touch the hair on her head, which, okay, I'm sorry, but I'm kind of the same way. Like, don't touch me.
She just gives brunettes a bad rap. I'm just like, no, please.
I'm still holding out with her.
I mean, really?
She's still cool with me. I gotta see a little bit more, but I see where you're coming from.
I'm just
it's not even that there's anything. She's not mean girl. She's not. It's just, it's sad. It's pathetic that she takes a woman aside and she's like, oh, let me just tell you, you pulled your hair back and you said, no, I don't care. She goes, yeah, I said, I don't care. No, you said, no, I don't care. Who cares? Who cares if I said, get the fuck out of here. Leave my hair alone. Who cares? It's not a big deal.
Between that and her always talking about her husband and him in the bedroom, balls this, that, I am so completely off her.
You can't be dumb. If you're doing pageants, you have to be somewhat smart. I mean, you have to answer questions. You need to, you know, whatever. I just don't understand how this woman takes this so serious.
Well, pageant girls are notoriously, not to talk
I know,
about pageant girls,
I
but
know.
Them in Q&A is notoriously.
I know. Well, my best friend was a Miss Ohio, and she's very brilliant. But other than that, I think a lot of them get a bad rap. And, I mean, in this case,
well, look,
it makes you wonder how.
I don't find her to be very classy or elegant. We're on the fourth episode, and three out of the four episodes you've had to hear about her husband's junk.
I mean, so. I don't even want to. I can't even look at him now. All I do is picture him like swinging his thing around. I'm like, oh,
she's just stroking his ego, literally, and it's just pathetic.
I think she thinks it's sexy to do that. She thinks she's thinking of what he's thinking when he's watching the episode.
I mean, we just got done speaking with Carlton, and she was talking about the life of living in Beverly Hills and bringing that glamour to television for what it really is. And this Joyce has an opportunity to be on the show and to perpetuate that, and she's talking about her husband's junk. I mean, it's embarrassing.
It is so unbelievably.
But
we have to
preface that, you know, people pick and choose and paint these people as they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure she's had maybe she's had more intelligent things to say that have not been showcased. I'll give her some credit.
Okay, well, we want to know what you think. If you want to log on to our iTunes, and if you can rate us, if you can give us 5 stars, especially for tonight, we brought you Carlton, and she answered your questions, so I think that was pretty cool, and we're looking forward to some other people coming on. But let us know tonight, do you think that Joyce was exaggerating, being dramatic? I mean, Carlton said, too, she thought she was being dramatic with the whole situation, with the hair, and Lisa Vanderpump saying, don't help me with my hair. What do you think? Do you think that she was being dramatic, or do you think that it was rightfully so and she should go up to her? I did respect, though, that she said, I want to take you aside and tell you this, but I think she did this for one main reason, which was she wanted to divulge to Lisa and let her know, Lisa, just so you know, Brandy's been talking about you behind your back.
She threw everybody under the bus. She talked about her private conversation with Yolanda about Brandy. I think the girl wanted some screen time. She wasn't getting enough attention. She saw the opportunity, and she did it in such an awful way.
Yeah.
That's
very elementary school recess where you tell someone what you heard and you spin their words. Yep. It's terrible. It's hard to come back from that.
Brandy's sitting there saying, I never said like that. I never said that. But on the other hand, as far as going to Brandy and the paparazzi, it is a known fact. They just say random things because they want to get people on camera. So
that was ridiculous.
Kyle calling her a bully, which I've met a couple paparazzi. You know, you see them out and about, you know, working events. And they've literally said to me, we just say random things just to get a reaction and get it on tape. We make it up. So,
oh, please. Where I work, I see paparazzi probably every single day that I go to work. And I will walk by them and I start talking to them because I think it's funny. They just sit down there in the hot weather. It doesn't matter if it's raining or whatever. And it's true. They want to get a reaction out of you. Just like no matter what it is.
Why does Brandy believe this? Because
she wants drama. She wants to, I think, she doesn't like Kyle. And she wants to let Kyle know, hey, listen, you're saying that you were rude to me when I brought up to you the Mauricio story, and I was just coming from a good place, because we don't really know. I think, you know, Brandy was coming from a good place. I don't think Brandy knows how to express herself in, like, a compassionate, more sympathetic way. I think she just, like Carlton says, she just says what's on her mind, and there really is no BS behind it. But I think that type of situation is a sensitive subject for Kyle, so Kyle obviously got super dramatic about it. So, in this case...
I don't think Kyle got dramatic about it. I think Brandy should know better than anyone talking about that in front of a table of five or six people.
Already opened the door, don't you think? I mean, in the sense that they were at a woman's lunch. I mean, Kyle was kind of already asking questions about very personal things. I think she kind of opened the door to being personal in the sense that she kept on trying.
I don't like the way she spoke to Carlton. I think she did it in a way, but trying to show curiosity, being nosy, the way she did it for Carlton.
Right, we talked about the stuff that she should have taken her to the bathroom.
Randomly talking about an affair in front of the table, Brandy was so out of line in that point.
All right. Yeah. Now, did Kyle call her a bully?
That's the thing. No, she didn't. The paparazzi made it up to get a reaction.
I think that she did. And here's why. Because when they were in the Cirque place and Kyle approached Brandy about it, Kyle was really quick to change the subject. I don't believe that she didn't say anything. I really do believe she did. She seemed to quickly try to find something else. She played with her hair. She put on a show to kind of distract. And it just seems like if you really honestly didn't say something and you wanted someone to believe that, you would really pull them to a side and have a real conversation.
But do you think if she did say it, then there would have been a quote? I mean,
she didn't say it to people. She didn't say it to
us. If she said it to the paparazzi, it would be on video.
There's no place that this was ever documented of her saying it. She didn't say it off the record to a reporter. It wouldn't have been reported. So where would she have said it?
But who really cares?
This is the
smallest thing to say. The things that Brandy just came out on Watch What Happens Live a few weeks ago and said that Yolanda said that – oh, no. She said that her and Lisa Vanderpump heard Mohammed say that Joanna Krupa has a smelly vagina. That sucks. I'd rather be called a bully any day than have someone talk about my area down there. Like Brandy will go and say things that are very, you know, they're very sensitive subjects. But when it comes to bullying, I think it was more about her kids being there and her kids hearing it. She had to go home and listen to her kids say that.
She kept saying it over and over to Kyle. It's not Kyle's fault that Brandy happened to be out about her kids. Like, don't put that blame on Kyle.
I agree.
It doesn't matter because I'm sure Kyle's kids are hearing the rumors. I'm sure little Portia already heard about it when Lisa brought it up in the kitchen.
But still, I think they're both at fault. I think that they're both contradicting themselves in the sense that Kyle will say, you know, don't say this, don't say that. But then she'll go and be out there and ask questions that are disrespectful. I think she was just a little ignorant. I don't think she really knew.
Yeah, I think Kyle is genuinely curious, but she didn't come from a place of trying to get to know Carlton.
She did
Carlton
not.
Said, if you are curious about who I am,
right,
then please take the time to get to hear me and I'll share it with you when I trust you.
And that's all I'm saying is that I don't understand. It's hard to see where someone's coming from when they do something one way and then when they're getting attacked, it's hard to see their side when you see the way they treat other people. That's all I'm saying. But I understand totally. I don't think Brandy should have said it in the middle of a lunch. I think she could have taken her side, but...
And Brandy should know better.
I don't know how much editing's in there, too.
Paparazzi make things up, so she shouldn't be taking this as gold, and Kyle was right to say that.
Well, it caused a nice fight at the Thompson, which they needed. You know, they needed something
to get that lunch upstairs. I still think Kyle looks guilty to me.
You think she looks
because
guilty?
She touched her hair?
Well, she was going on and on about trying to just divert the subject really quick. She just mentioned it, and she was like quickly moving to the side, and she didn't have a conversation. She wasn't genuine, where she was like, look, you can think what you want, mm-hmm. but this is the truth. It wasn't a truthful conversation.
I think she did that at lunch after. I think she stuck up for herself. But this is a place where we all agree to disagree, and this is why it's fun.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We have different opinions, and no, it'd absolutely. Be boring. So.
I just want to ask quickly before we wrap this up. I want to know, do you think Yolanda was being rude to Kim at the
start? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I want to know. I'll tell you what do you think?
I don't think it was like, I wouldn't classify it as rude. I mean, people do plenty of things that are rude. It was a little short, a little uncalled for the situation. If we all agree that we're going to just have a good time, then just do it. Like, you're asking for trouble. The people are looking for that. This show has a magnifying glass to any little thing, even if you don't mean it.
Kim sounded like a mom. She sounded like she was reprimanding them. Okay, we're on a field trip. Well, now everyone be in line and behave. I mean, I think
I totally agree with that. I don't think I would hate if someone did that. But imagine coming in and the first thing, like Brandy came in, the first thing she said was, I'm just not in a good place with your sister. She was either doing that to just notify her ahead of time because she can't BS and she has to be very real. So she wanted to let her know, listen, I'm not going to be smiles and giggles and rainbows with Kyle. I don't really like Kyle right now. Or she could have just come in and smiled. But Kim, it's like Kim's having a good day. So automatically everybody has to be having a good day.
It was Kim's, it was Kim's event. And I think if that's how she wanted it to go down, everyone should just respected that. She was putting it on. And that was it. If it was at Yolanda's house, she can do and say what she wants.
Well, you have to remember, too, with last reunion, remember Brandy said, Yolanda walked out of the airport holding your shit-stained pillow to Kim. She said that to Kim. That was like a terrible, I don't know if you remember that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, she said that's, it was like, it was, so I don't know if there's, it's probably a lot of tension there still. I mean, I could never get over that. She was obviously in a bad place. We don't know if that really happened or not. I'm sure Brandy says a lot of things. I'm not sure if she really.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's a horrible thing to say about somebody. And I think that, you know, Kim's probably very sensitive to anything that comes out of either of those women's mouths because it's obviously they already kind of hit below the belt. But, you know, let's just get into some predictions because this is a lot for us.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Go ahead. I'm still thinking.
It goes this way. You do this to me every time. So I think that Joyce is going to.
Do you want to think for a second? I can go if you want.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel bad. No, I mean, No, I felt bad because you wanted a second to think, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I'll just take some time for a second. I'll say, I'm going to say exactly what I saw on the previews. And I'm going to say that I'm going to find it very interesting to see a cat get acupuncture next week. Very interesting. That's going to be very fun to see. And I think that's going to be – I think obviously this whole thing's going to play out more. I think there's going to be an argument between Lisa and Brandy.
I think
– sooner than we thought.
I think that's definitely going to happen. Also, I think Joyce is going to try harder and harder just to find a way to get more screen time, get more attention, create more drama. And
Joyce
she's going to – yeah, try harder and harder. And it's just going to be really pathetic to watch.
And I predict that Kyle and Brandy are going to have a sit down real soon. They're going to have one of those phony lunches again.
Yep.
And they're going to have to try to hash everything out and nothing will get resolved.
Well, there you have it. We will see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in and have a great night. Bye.
Bye. Where can we find you?
Oh, I'm at Miss Ashley Daniels on Twitter.
CassidyGuard.com.
And Grant Michael R.
Thank you. Woo. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.